In addition to that, from 2011 to 2013, you served as the Director of Administrative and Financial Affairs Department, and you were the Director of Protocol Department at the Turkish Foreign Ministry. Afterwards, from 2013 to 2015, you served as the Foreign Policy Advisor and Chief of Cabinet to the Speaker of the Turkish Grand National Assembly. Please discuss the significance and the impact of the work that you did throughout that period of time.
Well, administrative and financial affairs departments are always very important. Sometimes the importance of them are ignored, but always very important. You know, they are departments that are supporting our life. It's like the life supporting unit. You know, that department provides a ministry, a diplomat, an ambassador, a consul general, everything he needs to work for, other than the personnel. Normally, the human resources departments are sends you the personnel. And the rest, you know, everything you have, from your computer to your mobile phone, from your office space to your car, are provided by the Financial Administrative Affairs Department. And, you know, if you consider that Turkey is now ranking the number 6th country in terms of the diplomatic missions abroad, with 234 missions currently, that you can imagine the challenge we have there, you know, opening new missions worldwide in Africa, in Latin America, in Central Asia. You know, here in Canada, we have 7 hours differences with Ankara, and all the standards are different. Everything is different. So you have to provide the mission, you know, with the necessary needs in Africa, where you cannot find everything. You have to, you know, support the mission. We are opening a very nice embassy in Mogadishu, so we have to do that. So in that regard, I'm happy that I work in the administrative and financial affairs department. Protocol is very important. Protocol is the very essence of diplomacy. You know, without diplomacy, without protocol, there is no diplomacy. There is nothing. So protocol department is very important for you to do anything. You know, to understand any kind of diplomatic work, because diplomatic work is maybe 90% protocol. And also the parliament, as I told you, you know, it is the heart of democracy. It is the heart of political life. And also what I gained from there, the importance of parliamentary diplomacy. You know, now I became a very important proponent of the parliamentary diplomacy, because the parliamentarians, you know, they have less bureaucratic work. And when they are young, new parliamentarians, you know, they can meet with each other. You know, they can have first name basis friendship with each other, and later with the friendship and, you know, the dialogue they will create will help them to solve our global problems. And when friends come together, you know, they speak differently, they speak candidly, and they have better understanding of each other. So I think all of us should encourage, you know, our countries to have more parliamentary diplomacy. Maybe, you know, this will bring some new ideas, new opportunities for the solution of our common problems that we are all facing today.
And as time progresses, the relationship between Turkey and Canada continues to be strengthened. For all of those who are listening to this podcast today, please discuss the impact of this relationship. In addition, where do you see the future of this relationship a few years down the road?
Turkey-Canada relationship is very important. I mean, historically, it's very important. You know, we were far away from each other, but we were two countries, you know, sharing the same ideals, you know, the same values, like the democracy, the rule of law, and the importance of the human rights, respect for human rights. And today, it has even become more important. Today, Turkey is the 6th largest economy in Europe. It is the 16th in the world. Today, the importance of Turkey is, you know, highly appreciated and, you know, valued in its region and beyond. Like Canada, you know, Turkey is a country, you know, which is bringing different various colors, you know, various cultures. Like Canada, Turkey is a gateway to various regions. Turkey is an important economic partner, trade partner, the culture partner, but Turkey is not only Turkey. Turkey is the gateway opening to Balkans, to the Middle East, to Africa, to Central Asia, and beyond. And Canada is an important country in all aspects, but it's not. Canada is not only Canada. Canada is also a gateway for opening to the big U.S. market for our firms and beyond, and all of America, and beyond today with the new agreements, trade agreements and others. So we need each other, you know, as Turkey and Canada, we need each other. We have a lot of experiences that we have to share with the world for the solution of our problems. Today, I believe that we need more dialogue, we need more empathy, we need more understanding. In Turkey, we do that very well. In Canada, you do that very well. And I believe that we have tried many solutions. You know, we have tried armed solutions, we have tried everything. But maybe what Turkey and Canada stands for is dialogue, you know, the understanding of each other, empathy, you know, and respecting each other. Maybe those are the solutions to our current problems. And by standing together, you know, stronger, maybe we will have our problems solved.
Certainly. With that said, where do you see the future of Turkey 5 years from now?
Turkey, you know, is developing with a very, you know, high speed. Within the OECD countries, it has the highest growth rate, you know, and with all its institutions, its people, you know, with its natural resources and others, Turkey is a growing country, and now it is the sixth largest economy in Europe, the sixth in the world. And, you know, we will be celebrating our 100th anniversary of the foundation of our republic in 2023. So we hope that in 2023, you know, Turkey will be further developed and an island of peace, an island of stability, an island of well-being in its region and beyond. Turkey is considered, you know, as an inspiration for many countries in its region and beyond. And I hope that this will continue, and all of the region, you know, will benefit from what we will do. We believe in the importance of, you know, cooperation. We believe in the importance of dialogue in our region and beyond. And we hope that in 2023, you know, Turkey will be much better position than it is today, stronger, with a bigger economy, and also the world will be a much better place than we have today, solving its problems and, you know, getting rid of terrorism and all other menaces that we face with. I'm very confident about the future. You know, Turkey is poised to, you know, to grow, to poised to lead in its region and beyond. So I hope that our cooperation with Canada, I hope and I'm sure, I'm confident that our cooperation with Canada will further increase. And we will reach the numbers that we both deserve in our trade and economic relations as well.
Consul General, I sincerely want to thank you on behalf of the NATO Association of Canada and on behalf of myself. I sincerely thank you for doing this interview today and for sharing your words of wisdom. Would there be any additional final words that you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
NATO is a very important institution, and, you know, NATO is maybe our most valuable institution. We, you know, built NATO all together, you know, in the midst of many difficulties, and our countries were not as strong as today, you know, our regions were not as safe as today, but we were able to, you know, build NATO, and we were able to work within NATO. So I think all together we should always remember the importance of NATO. Sometimes people are talking about, is NATO relevant? I believe that NATO is more relevant than any time today. You know, NATO is the institution, you know, which is based on consensus. The consensus is maybe the word that we need today, because consensus means empathy. Consensus means reconciliation. Consensus means listening to each other and try to find a middle way, which will be beneficial, acceptable to all. So NATO is very relevant, and NATO Council of Canada is, you know, doing a great job in, you know, in making NATO more relevant in Canada. So I hope that all together will be working together and will be informing our societies about the importance of NATO. And in that regard, I'm looking forward to the NATO Council meeting in Toronto in November. And we will be, as the Turkish Consul General, happy to work with you, you know, for that meeting.
It'd be an honor to work with you. And as I mentioned before, it's always a pleasure working with you on conferences and roundtables, events. As you mentioned, NATO is highly relevant, and the work that we do at the NATO Association of Canada focuses on establishing a strong dialogue between, you know, diplomats, government officials, and then also members of the community. We want everyone to have a voice and everyone to have an opportunity to be actively engaged. And the NATO Association of Canada certainly looks forward to working and collaborating with you on future projects that will come.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.